Guess what time it is? It's teacher time. This is Every Child's Champion podcast, and I'm Sarah Beach, your host. The beloved educator Rita Pearson said, "Every child deserves a champion, an adult who will never give up on them, who understands the power of connection and insists that they become the best they can possibly be." And that's the purpose of this podcast, to support and encourage you, the real children's champions out there, who do understand the power of your connection and who don't give up on those kids. And that's why you're here, right? Well, we've got a lot of good stuff in store for you. So sit back, buckle up, let's get going, champions. Woohoo! Welcome, children's champions. Our guest today is Lynn Bartz. Lynn is a certified infant massage instructor and teaches infant massage with families and students who want to be infant massage instructors. Lynn is a 0-3 certified trainer of the Growing Brain from Birth to Five curriculum, a master cadre pyramid trainer in Illinois. She has been working in the prenatal to three field for 29 years and is the owner of Baby and Me LLC. So tell me how you got into doing infant massage to begin with.
Yeah. So it's interesting, Sarah, as I think back about my early childhood experiences and also really my early career experience, as I think back, I know my mom used a lot of touch with me. I grew up in a family with some domestic violence and just a lot of bad touch. And I really remember my mom rubbing my hair and she would rub my hand when I would crawl into bed with her at night. And I think that's when I first realized that touch can be really calming for me personally. And I always loved being with babies. Always. I loved fixing their hair. I loved rubbing their back, helping after bath. So I think I've always had that need for good touch myself, and I've always had a love for babies. And so when I started my first job after graduating with my undergraduate degree, I had started working on my master's at the same time, and I started working for Easter Seals, the St. Louis Easter Seal Society. And there was a physical therapist that was using some massage with the very first family I got to work with. They had a six-month-old baby who had spina bifida, and he was paralyzed from his waist down. And I didn't, the interesting thing then, though, Sarah, was back in 1993, this therapist, it was clinic-based, and because that's what we did with babies and toddlers back then in the early 90s. And I remember that the physical therapist was really, really kind and nice, and she talked with the family. But I sat there as well, because part of my job was to carry over what was happening in the clinic to the home. I was the only one that did home visits. And I don't ever remember learning about carrying that over, what she was doing. I do remember she was doing it to help prevent his legs from breaking so much. Is what I remember back then. And now I know the science behind it as a certified infant massage instructor, but then I didn't. It wasn't until I went to Parents as Teachers. I was the program coordinator for the Parents as Teachers program in two local school districts here in the St. Louis area. They had a partnership, and we used Parents as Teachers as our model. And it was at that time that the early intervention system nationally was the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act had been revised. The language now included natural environments, which meant serving families in homes, at parks, grocery stores, childcare centers, all those places other than the clinic. But it was at that time where programs were really having to shift their focus. Really grateful working for Easter Seals, because I had always done home visits. I had never had families come to our center for some, but I had never known anything other than working with families in their home. I was that link. And so when our state was going through that shift here in Missouri, I was one of the fortunate ones to be on our early intervention redesign system. And it was there as a trainer that I met a nurse who was also an early intervention provider, because nursing is one of the 16 services that families can receive. And she was a certified infant massage instructor. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Who are you? What do you do? And I was just immediately intrigued. And so she told me about the International Loving Touch Foundation and that she received her certification through there. She worked in a NICU at a hospital, and she started telling me about all of the benefits for babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. But then she also started telling me about how it helps babies with colic. It helps babies and parents co-regulate. We weren't really using that term back then, but that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping, introducing solid foods, constipation, attachment and bonding, just so many benefits for the non-breastfeeding parent.
Mm-hmm.
It provides this opportunity. So I invited her in and asked her if she would come teach some classes for the home visiting program that I was the coordinator for. And that was where it grew into a love for me, Sarah. And I knew someday, some way I was going to, she didn't tell me then how to get certified, which I can understand now. You know, she wanted to offer those classes.
Yeah.
So we brought her in and I saw dads connecting with their babies in ways that I hadn't seen.
Nice.
Yes, it was beautiful. And she did a one-time class for us every quarter, which really offered wonderful opportunities for families who were curious about it,
mm-hmm.
to come and get a taste. They didn't have to take their baby's clothes off. They could massage over a onesie. It was this really welcoming, wonderful way. And I offer that for families as a certified infant massage instructor. Just did that, in fact, for a school district who has a prenatal to three program. They were curious about it. And so we held a group for 30 families signed up, 25 showed up, which was pretty fun.
Wow.
And our intro class for families that had either were pregnant or families up to the age of 5 could join in just to learn a little bit about it. And then if they wanted more, then the district was going to offer a 4-week series. And 11 families wanted more, which was a great number, over half.
Yeah.
That attend. So we had a morning class and we had a 6 p.m. class for families who were working. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to offer infant massage instruction for families who are pregnant, who have just had a baby,
mm-hmm.
Who have multiple children. And there's just so many benefits about each of those. We could talk a little bit about that as we go through if you want to.
Yeah.
When I went to early intervention and became the social emotional consultant for the early intervention system point of entry, it was at that point and that shift in my career, I had always served families. In every program I had been in addition to providing professional development and serving in a leadership role in multiple ways on state task force and things like that, always really starting programs and helping to expand them and make them statewide here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Illinois, it was the first time that I didn't have family contact anymore. And I was really missing it, Sarah.
Mm.
And when I really sat down and like thought for myself, like what would bring me joy,
mm-hmm.
and what would make me the most fulfilled in terms of planting seeds for families, it was infant massage instruction.
Wow.
And so I was working for the early intervention professional development system, working at the local system point of entry, teaching for, you know, offering professional development for childcare providers. So I was like, I need something that isn't for a program because I didn't think I could commit every week.
Right.
Forever, you know, with our roles and traveling and things like that. But infant massage was something I knew I knew I wanted to do, and I knew I could manage
mm-hmm.
with my business of one person,
right?
Baby and me. And so spent my own pennies. The company that the nurse that I hired, the International Living Touch Foundation, was actually coming here to St. Louis. It was like the stars all aligned. And it was at Rankin Jordan Children's Rehabilitation Center, which I have great joy and love and respect for, because in my work at Easter Seals, they were a transitional facility for many of the children before they were ready to come back home after hospitalizations.
And where is that?
Rankin Jordan Children's Rehabilitation Center. It's here in St. Louis. They're an amazing facility.
Mm.
I think many states have facilities like them, Sarah. So for many of the families that I worked with at Easter Seals, they had intensive needs. I was working with primarily families that were single parents, receiving multiple assistance, struggling with basic needs. And so adding a child with a disability while trying to keep a job.
Yeah.
No transportation was really hard. So Rankin Jordan was really a nice lifeline, and it made it difficult because they were in the county. It was often like a 30-minute travel for families who didn't have transportation. So we tried to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal was for them to be there as little as possible. And I was at Easter Seals, that person that got to go there.
Wow.
So
can you tell me about what your company is, Baby and Me?
Yeah, Baby and Me LLC. I'm a company of one. And because I have provided professional development for so long on the side, as an early childhood provider, because we are rarely compensated in a way that allows us to only have one job.
Yeah.
I've always worked multiple jobs. And so when I lost a major contract that was a salary position, I decided it was time to stop running things through, myself and start my own company. So I started Baby and Me LLC in 2018. It was when I really decided that I wanted to teach others how to achieve their certification to be infant massage instructors.
Oh.
I achieved my certification in 2013. I was working full time within early intervention and teaching for childcare providers on the side. And when I lost that major contract, it was about that time that I was recognizing that there were not a lot of me certified infant massage instructors
mm-hmm.
Outside of hospital settings. And I was really curious about why families didn't have access to this more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed that there weren't any trainers in the Midwest. That might be an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2018, I had an amazing opportunity to create the three certified infant massage instructor trainings. From then on, it's been me facilitating those workshops here in the Midwest area. And during COVID, I really encouraged the owner of the company for individuals who have licenses to touch, such as occupational therapists, physical therapists, nurses, doulas.
Yeah.
Infant massage instruction can be learned virtually. And so we piloted an online program, and we learned for some really the hands-on intensive face-to-face instruction is best. For some, it worked really well. And so part of that was online self-paced trainings, webinars, PowerPoints, whatever, videos and hands-on practice. And then that was followed by face-to-face Zoom sessions. That was me.
So do trainees have to have their own baby right there with them in order to learn it? Or how does that work?
Certified infant massage instructors always demonstrate on a doll. We never demonstrate on the baby. Infant massage is for the parent and baby connection. And if parents learn it and want to share it with their child care provider, it can be a really wonderful way for parents to be in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And to offer calming strategies for childcare providers when children are just entering childcare. And I've also seen, Sarah, for childcare providers, especially infant providers who have chosen to receive their certification as infant massage instructors. It's been this amazing way to connect with families with babies before they bring their newborns to care. It helps to establish a trusting relationship. The child care provider is demonstrating on a dial. The parent is learning side by side. If the child care provider is offering it as a group for incoming families, then parents are getting to meet one another. It can just be a really wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, I never thought of it as, you know, being something that a child care teacher or a family child care provider might want to learn to share with their families.
So many child care professionals can become certified infant massage instructors. And so I think for me, that was when I got the nudge, because I work across so many early childhood systems, home visiting, early head, and within home visiting, early intervention, parents, teachers, baby talk, early Head Start, healthy families. I mean, there's just so many models that mm-hmm. we use that infant massage really fits within, because its primary mm-hmm. benefit is attachment and bonding.
And tell me really quickly what baby talk and healthy families are for those people that don't know, because this podcast may be in other states too.
Yeah. Healthy Families USA and Baby Talk and Parents as Teachers. And there are others. Those are just three that, you know, I'm most familiar with because of the programs that have reached out to me. They are all evidence-based home visiting program models.
Okay.
That home visiting programs get to choose between. Home visiting programs that serve families have to have an evidence-based model, and those models are all evidence-based models. Baby Talk, you can Google Baby Talk and learn more about that model. There's a wonderful Baby Talk, there are Baby Talk programs all over Illinois, and Healthy Families USA is also more of a health-oriented home visiting program.
I see.
To really support families with an infant mental health focus, to make sure that families are supported and also have opportunities for access to make sure that their baby's health is developing
gotcha.
On target.
Okay, thanks. So infant massage is really something for anyone, not just for babies in the NICU or babies that were premature or babies that have disabilities of some kind. It's really useful in, you're saying, in all of these different early childhood sectors. It makes me think that it should be part of the infant toddler certificate program in Illinois, because attachment and bonding are so incredibly important for children's development.
Yeah. So for any of those programs, early intervention providers, early childhood special education providers, home visitors and lots of different programs, doulas, OBGYNs, pediatricians, all could help parents learn about the benefits of infant massage.
So is infant massage done, when does it start? Is it done, I mean, how early, how young of a baby can you actually do a massage on?
When parents learn about baby massage during the prenatal period, they're talking with their baby, they're rubbing their stomach, maybe they're rubbing a doll. And parents become the pregnant person specifically, and all the people that are around her that she chooses to engage with during this really important, intentional time mm-hmm. of pregnancy, the baby's getting all of this beautiful talk, relaxation. And for the mother, it starts that bonding process. Starting prenatally, when we think about prenatal bonding, we know that the baby is massaged in utero for 40 weeks, and then they're born into this cold, stark, bright environment. And when we know now that the vernix, that white covering mm-hmm. that the baby is born covered with, when we now know that we've been washing it off for so long and we were in fact removing some really good protectants for the baby. So when families request delayed bathing, and they are asking for that golden hour after birth. And when there are no complications, right, and that can happen. And in my work, you know, starting working with families who often have been in the NICU experience, for me, my work keeps going further and further back because I help parents think about reading and writing to their babies as well as learning infant massage. And I think about for parents whose babies need to be taken from them for health reasons.
Oh, you mean like if there's a complication after birth and they have to take them to the NICU? Wow.
Yeah, and if that parent and that baby have had the opportunity to be intentional with one another, a parent is listening to baby's response, because we know babies are responding, like we absolutely know without a doubt, babies are responding. And if parents are talking and they're listening, then I just wonder what that might do for the grieving and the post-traumatic stress symptoms that help that show up for parents whose babies get taken from them. And for babies who get taken from their caregivers, if we can start to really acknowledge the power of some of these strategies, it helps the other parent or caregiver to get connected from that. In a way, the parent that's not carrying the baby, if their hand is on the tummy and the baby moves, it's kind of like their first massage from that person who's not carrying. So when I get to talk with families about that during the prenatal period, or home visitors learn and become certified infant massage instructors, I've had so many home visitors say, I sometimes don't know what to do on my home visits. We have our curriculum and all of those things, but like this feels like something. It helps a parent to... I've had multiple parents, one right down the street who just had their fifth baby. She's like, this gives me my one-on-one time with him, because with a senior in high school, a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 4-year-old, and now a newborn,
right,
I don't get that time. And this gives me that time. And I've been feeling really bad as a mom.
Right.
I haven't been giving him the time that I think he deserves.
And I'm thinking,
thank you so much for showing me.
I'm thinking for the home visitor, instead of talking about connecting with their baby, it's a way to get them to connect to their baby, right?
Yes, because Sarah, because we're so in our infant massage instructor trainings, individuals who are wanting to become instructors, they receive some really wonderful books that we all read to gather information about the history of massage, history of infant massage. We read a whole book about touch and lots of evidence related to touch with moms who have postpartum depression, and how infant massage can help to support a decrease of symptoms for both parent and baby who may be experiencing depression symptoms that we sometimes overlook. So we read books, but then we also get to choose a doll. And we get a 20-inch life-size doll. They have the most beautiful, realistic eyes, soft bodies, so they're washable. Yeah.
So they get all that when they become an instructor, they...
In my instructor training that I had last week, I had a home visitor share that she's an adoptive mom, and that she's adopted multiple children from various countries, and she adopted a baby, her most recent adoption, and this child's not a baby anymore. But when she adopted her, she didn't know a lot, but she knew the baby was coming from Mexico. And this mom did not speak Spanish, was here in America, had another child who had come from a different country. And when the baby came, she was having a difficult time reading cues and getting her to calm. And she was trying all sorts of her strategies. And she really liked Mexican food. And so she went grocery shopping with the baby to a little Hispanic market in her community. And the moment she walked into the store, Sarah, the baby calmed.
Wow.
And she, and so this home visitor is so intuitive and so smart. She was like, what is it about this store? And then it dawned on her that the baby was missing the voices that she had heard in the womb in Mexico.
Wow.
Yes. And that story started us really, you know, thinking about all those things that sometimes babies might be giving us choose about that we want to think about related to infant massage. We're always trying to bond and attach and touch and get to know. And a baby might be really fussy because we smell different, our voice sounds different. All of these things that a baby might not remember from their
right
prenatal experience.
But their body remembers.
Yes, and sometimes foster families will say the baby doesn't like it or they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what we learn as instructors is really how to gently navigate that with families. And that comes over time. And it also depends on the instructor's background, right, and their expertise in being able to help navigate, refer for support if needed. It is a beautiful tool, and it can unearth memories,
really
good and bad,
mm-hmm.
for all of us. And so it's important work, because we know that we carry this forward if we don't work through it. Infant massage for parents who choose to have delayed bathing, if they learn it prenatally, they can rub the vernixin, which is like the best natural moisturizer and first round of immunization that a baby can get. And so I love when families already know about that already and they want to learn prenatal massage because it fits right in with their birth plan. And for some families, they already know they want delayed bathing or that standard practice at their hospital now. And so they hadn't really thought about how massage can help with that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's neat. The strokes we teach prenatally are different than the strokes we teach for our bigger babies, our babies that have gained a little bit more fat, whose nervous systems have developed a bit, whose umbilical cords are gone, right? At about 2 to 3 months, depending upon the baby,
mm-hmm.
we can introduce the full loving touch curriculum, which we teach over 4 sessions, is really the best because it allows that practice and introducing slowly and sensitively. We learn feet, legs, and tummy. We talk about cues, we talk about benefits. And then in the second class, and class, Sarah, can be a home visit. I really think that there's no one right way.
Mm-hmm.
I often think that home visiting can be an excellent way to offer infant massage instruction because it's within the family's home.
Well, and I'm guessing, I mean, I've done some home visiting in my previous career years ago, but I'm guessing that oftentimes there can be a lot of noise and other children running around, right? And
yes.
Things that can interfere that way.
Yes. And so I love doing home visits with families. So that reminds me of a story. I went and did a home visit with a family. I helped train others, but I also still serve families individually. I wouldn't be a good trainer if I didn't serve families. And serving families brings me joy. So I do both. And I got invited in for a mom who moved back to my area here in St. Louis. She lived across the river in Illinois from California. They had just had their second baby, their first child. He was, I think he was almost 5. So when I showed up to visit this family who had just had their second baby, he was, I think, 5 months old, right? That developmental stage where babies are social, they're smiling, they're moving a lot, rolling over, maybe sitting up, but they aren't yet walking. And that makes infant massage instruction so much easier. They're joyful at kind of laying with you and being with you for that massage. So I often find the earlier we can introduce, the more likely we're going to be able to use this throughout the lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
But it is never too late. It is never too late. And so that reminds me of another story, and I've got my fingers crossed for that one.
Okay.
So when I showed up to this family's home, she had her baby. She was ready. She had her blankets. I usually bring oil for families, and we start with a little patch test on the child's inner wrist to make sure that there's no sensitivity.
A what? A what on their wrist?
A patch test.
Oh, okay.
So we... Yeah, we take a little, and I encourage families to do the same thing. I do it also. And I really encourage you to invite siblings in if they want to join in, because this can be a whole family activity. Hmm. And so we start with a patch test, and we advocate for unscented, organic, fruit-based oil. Mm. Because we know babies put their hands in their mouth all the time. If we're doing massage, we want to use something that babies can put in their mouth. Smell is part of bonding and attachment. Science tells us. And for babies, oil is better than lotion because our baby skin is so sensitive. Oil glides easier and absorbs into the skin more. So it can be a really nice opportunity to bring that for families.
I would imagine there are some oils that are poisonous, though, that you have to recommend, like, not to use just any oil.
Yes, we really encourage the use of edible, like, oils that are edible, food grade, and really we encourage cold pressed, because when we heat the oil, it changes the molecular structure. Hmm. And so sometimes programs, home visiting programs, have those funds to be able to provide the oil for families, mm-hmm. which can be a really nice benefit for home visiting programs getting the certification. They can help families who might not be able to afford it as readily, some of those more high quality oil. I will say that I have heard families using canola oil. It's a vegetable oil. And that is what some families choose.
I'm trying to remember. When my daughter was a baby, I did massage on her, but I didn't have any training. So I just did what I kind of had seen or learned, you know, through watching, I don't know, whatever videos I watched at the time. This was 92. So
there were good ones.
Yeah. So I did that, but I can't remember if I used an oil. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think a lot of people used to use
baby oil,
Vaseline and stuff like that. I remember my grandma using Vaseline all the time.
I think I used baby oil is what I used. That was what I thought of. That probably has petroleum in it too.
Right. Just check your products to see if there's petroleum mm-hmm. in there, mineral oil. In my work in early intervention, I can use infant massage to help support a child, a family who may be really struggling during diaper changing or putting their child's clothes on or putting them in and out of their car seat. Infant massage can help with those kinds of things by relaxing the muscles. And when parents learn how to do that versus me doing that as the intervention, we know, right, that those opportunities for repetition within routines is where it all happens. And so the more that we can empower families through infant massage instruction, it's amazing. Families say they feel more empowered. Families who are pregnant and learn say they feel more confident and empowered going into the birthing
process. Wow. Say that one more time. What you just
for
said?
Families who are pregnant and learn infant massage during their pregnancy say that they feel more confident, more relaxed, and more empowered going into the birthing process. Infant massage, the very first thing we do with families after we do the patch test is we make sure we are relaxed mm-hmm. because we know that if we have a stressed adult, we will have a stressed baby.
Right. So you're literally teaching the moms or dads how to relax and feel what it feels like to be relaxed. They may not even be aware of their own bodies that much.
Yes. And so for pregnant moms, they see that they're focusing on their breathing, mm-hmm. learning infant massage. The very first thing we start with in infant massage, whether it is prenatal or whether it is for a four-year-old, Sarah, is we start with a patch test to absolutely make sure we don't have any sensitivities to the oil that we're going to use. The next thing is that we as adults try to let go of everything. So for me, I talk about taking 5 deep breaths. And when there are big siblings there, like the family I went to visit who had just moved back from California, and for my neighbor who just had her fifth baby, and for all the families that are in group classes, I will demonstrate differently each of our classes. So usually the first class I have a silk flower.
Mm-hmm.
And I take those to families when I have either a home visit or group classes, and I give everybody a flower. And if I have big sibs, I give them one too. And we learn to breathe in deeply by smelling the flower and then blowing softly on the petals. Or we might trace our hand, right? Breathe in and breathe out of the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for siblings to
wow.
do that, sitting next to families and learn that. And we all do that together. So it's this opportunity to practice self-regulation. Mm-hmm. And then we ask permission.
Wow.
Even prenatally, we ask the baby if they're ready for a massage.
Mm-hmm.
We go at babies. We change their diapers. We change their clothes. We pick them up. We often do not ask.
So it's a respect thing.
Yes. And for me, growing up in a family where there was not as much respect
mm-hmm.
for personal bodies,
right,
it is really, really important to me.
And it gives that message to the mom. Hypothetically, I'm just saying, God forbid, but there might be a mom who is in a domestic violence or abuse situation, and her kids are right there with her, and she doesn't know that she can, that it's a right, it's correct, and it's right to ask permission and show respect. It might give
yes.
her more strength and a realization that I am due this respect just like my kids are.
Yes, and it can also bring up things, right? If we think about how we were touched and we don't acknowledge it, sometimes we end up doing the same thing without realizing or the intention. It's like a complete opposite of what we want to do. But with what we know now about brain development and prenatal development, I mean, for myself, I'm not surprised at my own anxiety, my temperament, my jumpiness. I am not surprised the more that I have learned about
mm-hmm.
genetics and,
mm-hmm.
and environmental and
yeah.
experiences and what we hear and experience in the womb and how all that shows up. We have science now to really back up, I think, what I've always wondered about
mm-hmm.
in my education and just in my life.
Right.
And so infant massage, I think if I had heard that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I might have been even, and I was vocal. I'm grateful because even through the experiences of me waking up in the middle of the night, hearing my mom getting kind of tossed around, she would be saying, please leave me alone. And so I did have her model, you know, of using her voice. And so I did use my voice. And I know that for me, my experiences could have been, oh my gosh, so much worse.
Right.
They're still traumatizing. I'm not minimizing them, but I also know that my mom gave me a voice.
Yeah.
And so I just think about parents that I've worked with in the past who maybe really have had a lot of trauma, but I didn't have that trauma-informed approach. In my early 20s, my own prefrontal cortex was not ready or
right.
ready to manage all of that, but I didn't know that then, know that now. And so it all
mm-hmm.
makes sense to us. So if we can help, if I can help programs share this with families, I can share it with families directly. When I think about COVID, masks, people being isolated and stressed in so many ways, parents who have, and so to have these strategies to be able to share, right,
yeah,
that
yeah.
we know are soothing for the child, but yet we're asking permission, and we learn the cues of the child saying no, like their kicking becomes stronger or more intense, or their perspiration, they start to perspire, or they start to hiccup, right? Some of those subtle cues
mm-hmm.
That parents start to notice
mm-hmm.
as they offer infant massage can help increase the baby's capacity, right? To be able to manage stress in a really loving, supportive, nurturing relationship.
Yeah.
Increase attention span, increase acceptance of touch. So for babies who are getting both prodded and head tape with wires and tubes in the NICU,
mm-hmm.
infant massage can help to offset some of that negative touch trauma. that baby's name experienced, it can be a really nice transition soothing strategy as children are adjusting to a new environment,
yeah,
a new caregiver, nannies, babysitters, childcare providers, right? All those things.
Nice.
Holding a baby on their lap during shots or a doctor's visit can help support in providing relief. We can provide relief for colic or constipation. It can stimulate appetite. It can stimulate muscle tone. It can stimulate bounciness and playfulness. And infant massage can also provide relaxation, relaxing the muscles, relaxing the bowels, relaxing our emotions.
Nice.
Relaxing for bedtime. So,
syndrome.
Mass neonatal abstinence syndrome. So we have many individuals who are prescribed opioids.
Okay. Okay.
And we know that opioids have a really devastating effect on the fetus.
Mm-hmm. So that's, in other words, recovering a child that's born addicted is what you're saying. Is that what that is?
A baby that is experiencing those withdrawal symptoms. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to reduce all stimulation. I'm a volunteer cuddler, a neonatal intensive care unit cuddler. We haven't been able to do it since COVID, but we're getting ready to be able to go back. And sometimes with the babies that I get to cuddle at the hospital, if it's a baby who has experienced opioids or other drugs in their system, I don't rock the rocking chair. I don't hum. I don't sing. Sometimes I can't look at the baby because that is too much stimulation for their nervous system. Mm-hmm. I might be able to hold, and we call that containment, where it is a firm hold with no movement. Our babies with neonatal abstinence syndrome often get very, very hot. And so the swaddling that we often talk about in infant massage does not work with them because they get so hot and overheated, their little bodies. But it can work, right? It's slow and it's different, but it helps that repair in the relationship because our moms who weren't intending in any way, right? What mom intends to hurt their baby? None. When they're pregnant, they want to help and they need support in helping because these babies are irritable.
Right, right.
And we know for all moms, they need that support, especially those first 3 months after the baby is born, that it is that most critical time for support from parents and baby to help attachment and bonding. So it's just another way infant massage can to help support really that strong foundation.
Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm sure you've probably had connections with like DCFS and situations where the child's been removed because of drug abuse during pregnancy, but they should include infant massage as a required class for when parents are, you know, getting their rights, getting their babies. You know what I mean? We had a foster son when I was really young, or when I was a young mom. I had my first baby, and then we didn't know if we would be able to have any more because we had a condition and they weren't sure if we'd have more. So we decided to go into foster parenting, and we had a foster son who was born addicted to cocaine. He was very irritable. I wish I had known this when we had him because I tried everything, you know, I tried everything to calm him. And I didn't know that they got hot. And I didn't know that swaddling didn't work. I tried rocking, you know, I didn't know that movement was probably too much. All these things I'm learning now from you. I wish I had known, but I was like 24 at the time. But anyway, his mom did not regain custody, but his aunt took him, adopted him. And all of this just would have been really good information for a parent or a foster parent, you know, whoever is bringing that baby home and in those early months. So do you have any connection with DCFS in those kinds of scenarios? Do they know, do they include this in any way?
Well, so down in my area, being one person, it's just such an interesting opportunity, right? And on where to plant seeds and focus on right now. And I presented a lot of conferences. And so for me, I as people reach out, it's like, oh yeah, this is a great opportunity. I hadn't thought about that. And that happened with an organization, again, in Illinois, who reached out. They had a mom who had just adopted, and this mom saw my flyer somewhere and she was very curious about it. And so I was paid using I'm not sure where the funding came from, but it was through that organization, the adopted organization. They paid me to go do some home visits with this family, one-on-one home visits. And I would love to do classes. I think that's a phenomenal idea. And I'm going to write that down, Sarah. Thank you for that idea. Off the top of my head with the research and what I know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And thinking, well, just know, and thinking about adopted families and families who are serving as foster families, they're often getting children who have experienced trauma, right?
Oh, yeah.
One way or another. And so having the knowledge of going and learning infant massage, the asking of permission alone.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, I want to say it's enough, right? If everybody did that,
yeah.
Imagine.
Right. Just the concept, understanding the concept. It's huge.
Yes, because we're starting to teach about it younger and younger because we have to.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't we start thinking about this at birth? Sometimes older siblings want to give the little one a massage. And so if the little one's learning to say, no, I don't want one right now, then they can use that with siblings. They get to learn that, to use that when someone's tickling them. And they
right.
In all sorts of ways. And we're not waiting until children have language, because we understand that they actually can understand us now and they can speak to us.
Yes.
In
and
so
parents,
many other ways
parents and words. Caregivers can learn their language, their cues.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge benefit of this. That's
yes.
Just,
and it can happen prenatally.
Wow.
If we listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just going to say, for families that are adopting or foster families, this can offer, for families that learn how to use it, it can offer a variety of strategies that they could use with children in a variety of ages. But also it's then a tool they have. If they learn it with one child, they can then use it with other children. That's why I love child care providers and home visitors learning it, because then they have the skills to be able to share with every family in their program. Some programs get every one of their home visitors trained so that any family that wants it that has a choice in getting it in their home or coming to a group or face-to-face or virtually. And that could hold true as well for families who are adopting or fostering, providing the information about it. Could be one way, and then hands-on teaching could be another way. I agree with you. I think it would be a wonderful way for us to think about a trauma-informed approach.
Mm-hmm. Did you, by any chance, listen to the podcast from a few weeks ago with the child therapist that I had done? Megan Wolf is her name?
No, but so I have a whole list of podcasts. I listened to yours that you did, and I listened to the one you did with Angela, but I have not listened to that one yet, but it is on my list because I was very curious.
I'm going to connect you with her because she's in St. Louis area. She's a therapist in St. Louis, and she does, but her caseload is all over that area. And she talked all about this. She talked all about, you know, the kinds of things she does. She's a huge proponent of touch. And she,
does she do baby massage too?
No, I don't think she does. And so she definitely needs to talk to you, I'm sure. And she would be a great resource. Yeah, she'd be a great resource for you for connecting with these foster families and adoptive families. Most of her caseload, I think, is adoptive families and foster families. Yeah.
She might actually want to get certified, and then she could use it within her own practice. It's so cool.
Absolutely.
I love teaching families, but I mean, I'm not cheap. I do things for free, but if families can afford me, and a lot of families can, then that gives me money to be able to offer things for free.
Yeah.
And families know that. But if I know of someone who has it within their program, I always refer out. Like, I always, always, always ask parents, are you in your district, parents? Because here in Missouri, parents as teachers is in every school district. It's written into the legislation.
Wow.
And not everybody can serve, but you can
request it.
Mm-hmm. And so I ask, or early Head Start or healthy families. It just depends really on the district. But because I've helped over 300 people get certified, I have my own list of people that then I can refer people to.
Oh, that's great.
Them to be successful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great because there's oftentimes not, you know, funds for that. But if you get these people trained within the context of their paid positions, like home visitors, I mean, that's phenomenal. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. It's been pretty cool. There's been a program in Michigan, an early Head Start program that I do a lot of work with. And their education director and several other director positions came to a certification training I was offering several years ago. And she was really the education, they all we connected.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten every single one of their home visitors certified so that every family can have access. They offered it to all of their classroom teachers all the way up through 5 so that they could use it with families.
I mean, I'm thinking any infant program prevention initiative is in Illinois, what we call it, right?
Yes.
They should all have this. I mean, this should be part of the curriculum, part of every program.
Watching a class first, especially if they don't know a lot about it, because it's, you know, it's an investment to train your whole staff.
Mm-hmm.
But once people see it, everyone has an emotional reaction. And then we start to dissect the evidence that we saw.
Wow.
What kinds of connections did we see, right? How did we see the child moving? How did we hear the child responding? What vocalizations did we hear? What did we see going on related to responsive, that serve and return, right? We can, just make so many beautiful connections. I love showing video. Provides that great opportunity to observe video. And I'm so gracious to the families that have allowed me to video and then use that in teaching opportunities. I'm excited because I'll be at the annual Illinois Association for the Education of Young Children conference coming up in October in Springfield. And I have a session, 2 sessions, all about this, you know, prenatal and perinatal period. Really, all of this goes up to age 5, but I want us to really focus on the things that we really can to do. We can do from the
prenatal
start. Mm-hmm. And one of them is about reading to your baby prenatally and writing to them. And then the other is a session on infant massage. So it'll be a, you know, an overview session, but I'm grateful for the families that have allowed me to share a little video that will show there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lynn, so much. So any last words or of advice before we say goodbye?
Any massage is better than no massage.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's what we always say. Because home visitors, we all might go in with this agenda that we have to teach legs, feet, and tummy. Mm-hmm. We have to make it through. Baby is always in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And the massage is about connecting with our baby, learning what they want to tell us, following their lead, and always remembering that any massage is better than no massage.
Wonderful. Perfect. Can you give us your email address or a contact information, Lynn, in case anybody out there wants to get a hold of you about teaching some parent infant massage classes? info@iteachbabymassage.com. Okay. All right. That does it for our show today. Thank you so much, Lynn Bartz. And thank you, all of our listeners, for tuning in with us today. So long, folks.
This has been another episode of Every Child's Champion Podcast. For a copy of all our show notes from today, just go to www.synapseearlylearning.com and click on Podcasts and Show Notes. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Oh, and keep filling up those emotional piggy banks. Why? Because love lights up the brain. And connections really do matter. You're not only a teacher, you are an attachment figure, a secure base. You really are making a difference. Be well, everyone. Stay safe out there. Talk to you soon.